Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we are continuing in Siman Shin Samach Vav, and we are up to Se'if Yud Aleph. So tonight, Baruch Hashem, we'll do Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. This is page 464, or page Reish Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. So Se'if Yud Aleph. B'nei Chaburu Shoyim Mesubin Lechol, V'kidei Shalem Hayom. If you have a group of Chevra that gets together, and they sit down to eat, and then it becomes Shabbos. It gets dark outside. HaPasha L'Shulchan, Somchon Ela Mishum Eruv. You don't need to be makne a little bit of bread for everybody to join in the Eruv, the bread that they're sharing on the table, that becomes the Eruv. V'hushem mesubin babayis, that's only if they're in a house, shu makom aroy laniach sham Eruv, which is a place that you're allowed to keep an Eruv, av b'chatzah lo. If they're out in the chatzah, that's not an appropriate place to keep an Eruv. V'vodinim yeshlam pas b'shutfus be'echad me'vabatim, som chalav mishum Eruv. Or if they just have jointly owned bread in one of the homes, that also counts as an Eruv. Says in mishubura ayin beis, b'nei chabura, ashmin b'zeh shnei dvarim. There are two chidushim over here. Echad, that there are two chidushim. Number one is that they never designated this bread as Eruv bread, and number two is that this bread belonged to one person. It belonged to the guy who's hosting this meal. But once they've been this bread has been designated, these people were invited to eat together with this guy. And there's no limit on what they're allowed to eat. They could take as many slices of bread as they want. It's as if they have a shituf in this bread. And they have a zuchus in it. So as long as that bread is still around, when Ben Hashmash is over, when it gets really dark outside, when it's Vaday Shabbos, you can rely on it for an Eruv. However, one loaf of bread needs to be Shalim, because we said that you're not allowed to rely on a broken piece of bread for an Eruv. Or maybe not. Maybe you don't need to have Shalim, because we said that if one guy is being Mizak of the Eruv for everybody else, and he's the only contributor to the Eruv, then they don't need to be Shalim. So this might be the same thing, because one guy is providing, the host is providing all the food for everybody. But it's not so clear that that would be the case over here. The reason why you cannot keep an Eruv in a Chatzar is a Chatzar is not a place to live. And we said, and similarly, if they have bread in Shutfus in somebody's house, Dinzehu Zove in Sarachomer, so this is Kavachomer, right? Meaning, obviously, if you can rely on the bread that's on the table, then if they have an actual shutfus in a bread that's in somebody's house, that for sure is good enough. So Sefer Shabbos says, no, maybe it's adding a chiddush, that even though nobody's with that bread right now, there's bread in a house that they last left there in a house somewhere, and they don't see it. So who knows if it's still there? Maybe someone came and ate it. No, they could rely that it was. It's probably still there because it was there, you know, before. And if what you're making is not an Eruv Chatzeros, but a Shitufei Mavuos, which we assume is what we do nowadays, then it could be in a Chatzer also. It doesn't need to be in a Bayis. Yud Beis, Apotropos Shel Katan Yochel La'ariv Bado. Someone who's an apotropos for a katan, for a child, can partake of the Eruv on his behalf. Says Mishum Bura, Afilu Mishal Katan Shalom Midaito. Even if the katan has no idea, because he's like a ben bayis, that you're allowed to make an eruv with the balabayis stuff even without his permission, as we're going to see in the next simon. Siv Yud Gimel, mitzvah lachzor achar eruve chatzeros, that we should always try to make an eruv chatzeros. Meaning, someone might say, I've no interest in carrying. And everyone in my neighbor has no interest in carrying. So what do we need an Eruv for? No, you should try to make an Eruv Chatzeros. It says in Mishabru, Kadesh Le'evol, L'taltel B'Isser. So that you don't come to be metaltel B'Isser. You don't want to come to carry B'Isser, so it's always a good idea to have it. And then Yodalit, finally, is that Mevarech Al Mitzvah's Eruv. The bracha that you make, when they make an Eruv, is Al Mitzvah's Eruv. It says in Mishabru, V'afilu Adam Acher She'enu Darba Osir V'rotzel L'shmur. Mishkan Shomer Shabbos, even someone else who doesn't live in that city and wants to stay there for Shabbos, Yachal Varech Bracha Zo, can make this bracha. Da'ilu lo irvu hayagam hu asal l'taltal, because without an Erev, he's not allowed to carry there either. Vim kein, gam hu shayich le'erev, so he also relates to this Erev. Vayin mash k'sav no b'zeh bir alacha. Im aniach eruv itafshilim ve'eruv chazeres b'zman echad, let's say it's Yontov going into a Shabbos, so you're making an Erev Tafshilin and an Erev Chatzeros all at the same time. Mevarek bracha achas al shein, dainu al mitzvos Eruvin. You can make one bracha with, use the plural. Vomra nusach ba'adein Eruva al kol echad ve'echad k'fi nuscho. And when you say the nusach of, with this Eruv, we're going to be allowed to carry, with this Eruv, we're going to be allowed to cook and to prepare, so say a separate nusach for each one. O b'chayodim klal kluf beis kosov, sheyomer al mitzvos Eruvei Tafshilin ve'eruvei Chatzeros. Va'omer ba'adin yeshor la nafui v'chule ulataltim b'ayis l'chatzer. Chayodim has it the reverse. He says that when you say the bracha, yes, it's one bracha, but you identify both types of Erev in the bracha. You don't just say al mitzvos Erev in, you say al mitzvos Eruvei Chatzeros and Eruvei Tafshilin, right? You mention both of them. And you should say one ba'adin eruva, which tells you what you're allowed to do with this Erev and with that Erev. So to review what we learned tonight in Sefer Aleph, we said that even a bunch of people eating together at someone's house could rely on the food on the table that had not been previously designated as such for an Eruv, and even though it all belongs to the Balabayis, but the Eruv, if it's an Eruv Chatzeros and not a Shitufe Mavuos, needs to be in a house and not in a Chatzer. And the Ramah added that even if it's in a different house that they jointly owned bread, even though they don't see it right now, they can rely on that for the Eruv. We said an Apachabas of a Katan could make an Eruv for him. We said that even if you're not interested in carrying, you should make an Eruv. And we said that the bracha is al mitzvahs Eruv, and the Mishbura had two deos. What to do if you're making two Eruvin? Do you say al mitzvahs Eruvin or al mitzvahs, and then you mention both types of Eruvin in particular? Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening. Tomorrow, Hashem, will pick up same time, same place. Si'if tes vav. Have a great night.